It's helpful. I mean, it's nice. We'll see how many of them go tomorrow. We've had some of the injured guys in a walkthrough, but not sure of the list that we'll get back out there tomorrow when we're at it full speed in pads. But you talk about your team on paper preseason, but there comes a time where you got to put that unit out there together and practice together, and you know, go through that the shared experience of learning the system on the field. There's no substitute for that. So it'll be good to get those guys back and be much closer to the lineup that we're going to trot out there opening day.
At this point, what determines if a guy like Bo comes back tomorrow? Is it up to him, or is there a test to be done, or what?
Yeah, everyone's on an individual plan with the trainer. Some of it might be he's back, but he's only going to take X number. You know, we'll give us a pitch count number or a yardage number that will shut him down after he reaches a certain threshold. But everybody's different.
What is your plan for the next few days? Will it be full speed and pads until the middle of next week?
For the next couple of days, it will be. We'll be off. We're off Tuesday because we're breaking camp. So coming out of the off day, we might do another day. We're going to meet tonight as coordinators and with Coach Ricci and just kind of figure out the plan for the rest of the week as far as the logistics of it. But we still want to get some good work done in pads. Still feel there's stuff left to do. You start training camp with an inventory, a checklist of these are all the things that we want to get done in pads, and we're going to review that tonight and make sure that either everything's been done or we'll get done in the next couple of days.
Mike, I know today was a walkthrough, but have you scaled back maybe the length of practices or the intensity because of all the injuries you suffered early in camp?
Well, I think that just happens naturally because when you start out, you're scripting repetitions for a third group. And when the injuries push everybody up and you lose the ability to have a third group, where all of a sudden if you want to go threes, now guys are going to have to double up that are going with the twos. And you just reach a point where it's just not feasible anymore to do it. So it ends up being twos and key subs rolling guys in. So that to me, just eliminating those reps naturally will shorten practice.
How important do you think it'll be to actually see Duke maybe this third preseason game a little bit, so you kind of have an idea what he might be.
It's important. I mean, he looked really good for us when we were in shorts throughout the spring. But it's to me, he needs some live reps. That's asking a lot of a rookie to put him out there week one with minimal full speed, full contact reps with a particular unit. So this is a big week. These next 2 weeks are big for Duke.
Yesterday you made reference to the fact that you have an offensive coordinator that nobody has a book on, right, really, in the NFL. But the fact that some of his key pieces, Bo, Duke Johnson, Malcolm Johnson, even Pryor, I mean, is that hampering his ability to install any of that?
No, I don't. We can still install it, but a lot of the non-vanilla stuff we do here at night when we walk through, away from prying eyes and people that like to report everything.
Does that include?
Because it's your job, I know.
Does that include 2-point conversions practicing?
Yes.
And Mike Wilberding said last week that Duke might have an advantage over most rookies because he's played in a similar system down in Miami. Is his football acumen maybe a little further ahead than a normal rookie back?
It is, and that's why we're not panicky yet about Duke not being in there, that from a mental standpoint, that he's far ahead of most rookie backs that I've been around.
Is there anything more you can say about Pryor and when he might be so much interest in his story?
There is, and as I've said before, he's not guaranteed a spot. He's got to play, and that window narrows every day that he's not out there.
Do you have any feel for when he might?
Yeah, I know he's getting close, but until he's out there, taking those reps. The good thing about it, he's been very engaged mentally. He knows what to do, but that's just part of it. He's got to show it physically.
How's he playing in that corner spot and making that switch? Is it a struggle for him?
I wouldn't say it's a struggle. I mean, it's a position. He is a little bit out of position, probably more natural at safety. But just from a necessity standpoint, I think Batty's done an excellent job for us kind of eating some of those reps up in the preseason games. We all know what he is when the regular season starts, that he's going to be a core specialist for us and be the heart and soul of our special teams, he and Marlon. But at the same time, for him now to work at safety last year in the system and at corner, having that experience up and the ability to cross over, and we get late in the game or something happens where we got to put a guy in, having that position flex is a big advantage for us.
Can you say how the Shaw surgery went and what did it reveal?
I don't have the details. I know it went well. We're still working through the decision of just how to handle the transaction. You know, whether it's there are a couple different ways to do it. Whether it's the and part of that's waiting to see how long, you know, post surgery when they reevaluate it, what they think that window is going to be. When can we get him back realistically, or is it an IR situation? So we're weighing all those options now.
And was it just ligament damage, or was there other bone?
It was just ligament.
Mike, with the suspension come up for Raid a few weeks, have you changed your schedule as far as stuff you're talking about now? Maybe you have to speed up a little bit, or?
We haven't come to that yet. We've had one meeting just to kind of to discuss it, but you know, a lot of the decisions will be made just that would have happened normally anyway before he's out of the building. So, you know, that hasn't really affected anything day to day at this point.
Mike, what do you like about Xavier Cooper?
The thing that we noticed on the college tape was he had the most explosive get off of any of the D linemen that we evaluated, just as far as from the ball moving to him moving, you know, I'd put him up against anybody else in the draft class. So that's has a great knack for, you know, it's just a feel for, you know, for that first step, that get off, and then to me he's real good with his hands, and I think he has a good understanding of what offenses are trying to do. So just guys that gather pre-snap information, he's shown a knack for kind of being able to hedge his bet a little bit, knowing whether it was run or pass or the run was going to him or away from him. And then he's just with that get-off just comes disruptiveness. That's difficult on an offense when your offensive linemen are constantly, or they're slow and they're basically chasing a guy and they're getting bubbled back into the backfield.
How is Bibbs coming along?
He's doing well. He still it's a lot for him to learn, because he said the unfortunate thing for him, it wasn't just tight end, that he had to essentially learn some fullback from the tight end spot when Malcolm went down. So, and that's a lot to ask any player, let alone an undrafted rookie. But he's proven that he's got an NFL skill set. But so we'll see how it plays out with him.
Mike, tomorrow we're going to wrap Marlon Moore and Bad Mosey are really considered special teams core guys. How many of those guys does Tabor have?
It's hard to say. It's hard to say, because Marlon, I know, will be more involved with the offense this year. I think he's proven that he could take some reps off of guys as being, whether it's the, you know, fourth or fifth wide out up in a however many we have up in a game. But then you look at other guys. You got Tank that won't see the field much defensively, but that's not because of a lack of ability. I mean, I think Tank could play for a lot of teams. We're trying to find ways to get Tank out there for us, but kind of how we job share with Kirksey and Craig, that those guys end up being core teamers and essentially splitting a lot of the linebacker reps. But the tapes, I think he feels pretty good about the group of specialists that we have.
Mike, even though Dwayne Bowe's been in the league for several years, is it important for him to be able to get some live reps, to, you know, get on the same page with the quarterback, and, you know, in this system, make sure he's grasping it?
Yes. It is. You answered the question in the question. You're right. Just because it's new, you know, different quarterback, new system. I mean, a lot of the concepts, stuff he's done before, but you got to go out there and be with and execute it full speed with the guys you're going to be out there with. So otherwise, there'll be a learning curve during the season, and you never want that.
Are you guys getting a sense of Cam Irving? Do you like him better at tackle or guard? I know it's early, but he's played a game at each position.
I think guard will ultimately be his natural spot. And Cam's done some nice things, but it's just a matter of consistency, just making sure play in and play out. You know, I think going against some of those guys up at Buffalo opened his eyes a little bit to the size, the speed, the explosiveness of some NFL defensive linemen. But I think he's on track. Cam's going to be a good player for us.
Why use Seymour as the backup center when you know he's going to be suspended for 4 games? Is that just to give Irving more time at guard?
Yeah, we've repped, whether it's guys going at walkthrough or it's in practice. We'll have, in our top 6 linemen, we'll have 3 centers. But it's hard. You don't want them to go with, whether it's Greco or Cam. All of a sudden now they're with the two. You know, you don't want Greco to have to double dip. So before it's all said and done, all 3 of those guys will, or between Mac, Greco, and Cam, will get work at center. And that's a nice luxury to have, that 3 centers in your top 6. That's because a lot of time that's the position where you hold your breath on a little bit, especially if you only have 2.
Is that a direct last result one. Of what happened last year, that you made a concerted effort to pay more attention?
Well, I think the concerted effort was to improve the depth of the offensive line based on what happened last year.